be deterred from revealing the truth. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Adam Schiff tweeted that after House Republicans stormed into the deposition the Democrat was leading in the impeachment inquiry. His fellow Democrats were angry, calling for ethics charges against the GOP lawmakers. Congressman Eric Swalwell.
They're doing this because this is what the guilty do. Innocent people cooperate with investigations. Innocent people follow the rules of the House.
But Republicans claim Democrats are doing all this in secret. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Republicans held a sit-in inside a secure facility in the basement of the Capitol for hours, ordering pizza and delaying the deposition of Pentagon official Laura Cooper for hours. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise among those who want more transparency in the impeachment process.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret.
Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia, was expected to shed more light on the temporary pause on military aid to Ukraine. Dave.
Rachel, the day after President Trump lifted sanctions on Turkey as a ceasefire hold in Syria, Defense Secretary Mark Esper took shots at Turkey, saying the invasion was unwarranted and put us in a bad spot as a NATO ally with Turkey and an ally of the Kurds under attack in Syria.
The direction of Turkey with regard to the alliance is heading in the wrong direction. On any number of issues, we see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
Esper is in Brussels for a NATO meeting. Now an update on the 39 bodies found in the back of a refrigerated truck in England. They're believed to have frozen to death, and British police say they were all Chinese citizens. The truck driver's been questioned, not yet charged. An out-of-control wildfire has charred thousands of acres in Sonoma County, California, while the power's been cut there and in 16 other counties to prevent windy conditions from sparking more fires.
I know some people have been upset, but for me, I remember how scary it was when the fires did happen.
The power is out for 180,000 homes and businesses. More could lose it today. America's listening to Fox News.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells TMI, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cybercriminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online, whether that's credit card numbers, account login info, or your social security number. To help put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Simply install, log in once, and it uses bank-grade encryption for your personal information. Norton Secure VPN immediately helps keep your online activity on mobile devices and laptops private every time you're connected. Norton Secure VPN starts at $3.33 a month with an annual subscription. Go to norton.com/VPN. Don't let Wi-Fi, public or in your own home, mean TMI. Get Norton Secure VPN ASAP. After all, it's from Norton, the leader in consumer cybersecurity. Go to norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at less than $4 a month. Terms apply.
There was drama outside a Walmart late last night in El Paso, Texas, more than 2 months after the massacre inside a Walmart in that city. Last night, police shot and killed a man in a parking lot, confronting the driver of a possibly stolen SUV who police say refused to stop and started dragging officers. A sheriff's deputy shot dead in California.
El Dorado County Sheriff John DiAgostini says Deputy Brian Ishmael was shot and killed while responding to a call about a theft from a marijuana garden at a private home. An off-duty deputy from a neighboring county who was with Deputy Ishmael was shot and injured, but has since been released from the hospital. Ishmael had been with the department for 4 years.
He never had a bad day. He was a loving father and husband, and he leaves behind his wife and 3 children.
The sheriff said 2 Hispanic male adults were arrested, though one of them was injured in the shooting and taken to a hospital. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another mom sentenced to go to prison in scandal.
Jane Buckingham of Los Angeles, California, is the latest parent to be sentenced in the college admissions scandal for her admitted role. She's the best-selling author of The Modern Girl's Guide to Motherhood. She tearfully apologized before the judge to families and students who didn't have the advantages she had. Prosecutors say Buckingham agreed to pay $50,000 through the mastermind's phony charity to have Rick Singer arrange to have a stand-in take the ACT in place of her son. Here she is previously offering parenting advice online.
Don't let guilt be your guide.
Singer even asked Buckingham for a handwriting sample so her son's style could be matched. Buckingham emailed a sample with a note saying, good luck with this.
Fox's Molly Lyon. Buckingham got a 3-week sentence. On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly before the opening bell. A blowout at the World Series.
That's into center field, and a couple more will score.
Washington scored 6 runs to break a 7th inning tie. The Nationals went on to beat the Astros in Houston 12-3 on Fox. Washington's won 8 straight playoff games, leads the series 2-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Had a nice chat with Justin Gensler the other day.
Great guy.
Oh, yeah. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana Park District has earned the Illinois Association of Park Districts Art in the Park Award. It'll be presented at a gala next week. A new study says Illinois is among the worst states to retire. Bankrate, a consumer financial services company, said Illinois was the fourth worst state to retire. The study says costs are the main issue. Illinois ranked 40th in affordability and 49th in wellness compared to other states. The study does credit Illinois for its farmland, forests, rolling hills, and wetlands. Probation is the sentence for a man who was shot after entering another person's house. The News Gazette says Don Trey Wilkerson pleaded guilty to attempted home invasion for the incident that happened on November 25th of 2017. It apparently started with a fight outside a home in the 600 block of English Creek Court in Champaign. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You could throw the challenge flag in real life so that you could slow everything down and let the experts take a second look. Mortgage lenders are like referees. Some are better than others, and sometimes even the best miss a call. If you aren't 100% sure that you're getting the best possible deal on your mortgage, call me, David Nelson, and the team of local mortgage experts at INB to throw the challenge flag on your mortgage lender today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers. Village at the Crossing Champaign on Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Some clouds today. High 55, low 41, 56 the high tomorrow. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, down to around 39 in the evening. The rainy spot of the weekend is on Saturday with a high 57. Low 47, 62 with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 45. ESPN 93.5.
I told you, I'll take the Nationals and hot over better anytime, and that's what's happened. What if the Cardinals feel better? You're steamrolling Houston, who's just, I didn't think anybody could do that. The Nationals are hot, so the World Series might not last very long. Now, three games in Washington. Will it even go back to Houston? Maybe, but hot is hot, and Washington has won six in a row, four on the Cardinals. Well, I think longer than that because they beat the Dodgers in game five, then they swept the Cardinals. Now they're sweeping Houston. That's stunning. I mean, wow, this is just what's called the team of destiny, Washington Nationals. Okay, U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the intelligence and law enforcement community's handling of the Russia probe is quietly but steadily expanding under the shadow of the high-profile House impeachment inquiry against President Trump and could represent something of a wild card in the president's attempts to fight back. If the rumors are true that IG Horowitz's reports and findings in Durham's reviews will blast the conduct of the FBI's Russia investigation, it'll give Donald Trump a lot of ammo to support his argument that he was unjustly targeted. Republican strategist Matt Brooks. Is it a story if no one covers it, Matt?
That's a great question, Stevie. Thanks for having me on this morning. You know, I do think that that is one of the real untold stories of this whole issue so far, going back to the very genesis of all this, which was the texts and the efforts back and forth with members of the FBI trying to figure out how, after the election, they could undermine the presidency of President Trump. And then we saw, you know, all of the dust that they had stirred up being disproved by the Mueller report after an exhaustive and expensive investigation. And now we're seeing it all over again with this whistleblower issue with a member, you know, a whistleblower deep in the bureaucracy of the federal government, in which there is a whole squadron of folks who want to undermine this president and end his presidency. And I think that whether it's the Horowitz investigation or the investigation by the U.S. Attorney John Durham, out of Connecticut, looking into all of these abuses and all these efforts by, you know, members of the deep state, deep within the bureaucracy of government to undermine this president. I think it's going to be a real eye-opening. The findings are going to be very eye-opening for the American people.
We've never had, I know we've had partisan people that are in the bureaucracy, but they've never been this active, have they? Or have they?
No, and I've been doing this for quite a while. I've been working with Republican administrations back to President Reagan, and I will tell you that in the course of all of my interactions, you know, I have run into numerous times people within the bureaucracy who had a very different political agenda from that of the president that they ostensibly were serving. And I once asked them, you know, is it frustrating? I asked one of those persons who was telling me, and I asked if it was frustrating being in the bureaucracy with a Republican president. And they said, no, we're going to do what we want to do. The president will be gone in a few years and we'll still be here. And that's the, you know, that's their mindset is that, you know, they are entrenched and presidents come and go. And, you know, they're the ones who are really going to be pulling the levers of getting things done. And they can either be a value-added force in terms of helping to promote and get the president's agenda done. But they can also, as we're seeing now and elsewhere, really gum up the works and bring things to a grinding halt.
You know, when Durham's report comes out, you know what, Matt, it can say anything. I mean, it might say everything, but I don't think anybody will give it much time, and so it won't penetrate. I mean, we have people going to soccer practice, so we trust our media to inform me so that I can make that judgment based on the facts. And I think we've kind of lost that. I think we have so much partisanship, and I'm not sure it's on the ground level. I think a lot of reporters are willing to cover stuff, and I think the guys in the white shirts say, no, you're not doing that. And nobody cares.
No, I think, hey, Stevie, I think that's a great point. I mean, I think there is definitely an information fatigue on the part of the American people. I've traveled, you know, extensively in terms of, you know, political campaigns in the Midwest and elsewhere these days. And I will tell you, you're exactly right. The folks that I talk to, the soccer moms are worried about education. They're worried about, you know, making sure the economy is staying strong. They're worried about making sure that their kids are safe. You know, and I think a lot of people are tuning this out. And I do think, though, ultimately, and we're seeing it now, I think the Democrats are misplaying their hand by running a process in the House that is neither fair nor transparent. And, you know, I think the American people are smart enough to see that the Democrats are trying to put their thumb on the scale and to control a process to selectively leak out information now that paints the president in the worst possible light without any regard to the real facts.
I
think all of that's going to backfire.
Just a tip to the Democrats, when you start screaming on day 3 in November of 16 that this president should be impeached and you've gone through about 10 things, you lose a little credibility on really what you have because you're trying to impeach him on anything. So it doesn't seem to.
Yep.
It lost all credibility with me. And then the closed door, they won't take the vote. I mean, I think the House still might do this, and I think it will backfire, just like, you know, all the empathy for Bill Clinton in the late 90s after that happened.
Well, that's a great lesson to look toward, because obviously after the Republicans' efforts against Bill Clinton, which in some ways mirror very closely what we're going through now, it did backfire. We paid a huge price, not only in terms of the reelection of Bill Clinton, but also losing control of the House and losing significant House seats and Senate seats.
You know, Matt,
it's a cautionary tale.
If Bill Clinton wasn't this, you know, listen, Donald Trump does things on Twitter I wouldn't do. You know, I just wouldn't do that stuff. I know he's a New Yorker. I know he's back in your face. I know that if you hit him, he hits you harder. I think people get real fatigued with that. If he had any kind of feeling of humble, it would go a long way, but I just don't think that's possible. It doesn't feel like it anyway.
Well, I think that, you know, that's, you know, if you ask the president, he's going to say that, you know, people have been telling him that since he first went down the escalator in 2015. And it got him elected. And, you know, I've never met anybody with a political antenna to read a crowd and to read the people like this president. And
he's just got that, but it just he gets into these Twitter things that are 2 days of stuff that maybe it's all intentional, but it's unnecessary. And I'm tired of all of that stuff. It's like sixth grade on the playground. I'm tired of it, and I'm going to vote for the guy because there's no other choice. I have no choice. There is no option when you're going that far left. The Democrats have to destroy him because they've got nothing at this point that is really going to appeal to the mainstream and the independents in the middle because there's no middle. It's unbelievable what happened to the
Democrats. Steve, I think that's a great point. I mean, they realize that they can't undo the results of 2016 or prevent the president from being reelected in 2020 based on the votes of the American people, and so they're going to try and do it effectively a bloodless coup right now.
Well, what last question, Matt Brooks, what happens? I mean, if Donald Trump wins again, it's not going to be kumbaya. It's going to be more struggle and partisanship and fighting and Antifa. How does this ever calm down? I think the left has gone so far, there is no talking. It's all submission. If you don't submit to the far left, then you're on the outside looking in. Is that right?
There's no question. I have actually said that I think this is the most consequential election in terms of the future for our country since 1972. I mean, we have I think that the Democratic nominee is likely going to be Elizabeth Warren, but you will have as stark a contrast between two visions of America as you did between Richard Nixon and George McGovern. And I think the American people, given that binary choice, will side with President Trump and hopefully allow us to also bring along a large enough influx of new members of the House to get control of the House back and really start to be able to effectuate some real policy gains beyond what this president has already done.
Republican strategist Matt Brooks, how do people connect with you, Matt?
You can follow me on Twitter, at MBrooksRJC.
Appreciate your time and insight. It's going to be an interesting 12 months. Thanks so much, Matt.
It is. Thank you, Stevie.
You bet. Good talking to you, Matt. ESPN 93.5, Matt Brooks, a Republican strategist. You can always text in 359-2255 as we jump to our sports headline.
All right, Stevie. In the World Series, the Washington Nationals are up 2-0 after they beat the Astros 12-3 yesterday. Do we have a bit of a summary?
Yes, we do. Matt DiPaolo in Houston.
Power at the plate guides the Washington Nationals to a Game 2 win.
Here's one hammered in the left. Off the bat of Suzuki and gone.
Joe Buck on Fox. Kurt Suzuki's solo shot gives the Nationals back the lead in the top of the seventh inning, starting a 6-run frame in that inning for the Nats as they would go on to score 10 unanswered runs in their 12-3 win over the Houston Astros in World Series Game 2. Adam Eaton and Michael A. Taylor would also homer in that win. The Nationals now with a 2-0 series lead in the Fall Classic as it makes its way to the nation's capital for Game 3 on Friday. Matt DiPaolo, Fox News.
It looks like the Astros will use Zach Greinke on the mound. He's phenomenal. So is Anibal Sanchez, for that matter.
No, I don't know. I don't think anybody's beaten Washington. They're just steamrolling, and it happens, and it's happening for the never-before Washington Nationals ever have won a World Series.
I know. It's pretty exciting for them.
Pretty jacked out there.
My sister Susan lives in the D.C. area, and she's got a Washington Nationals banner on her porch right now. So, Hornets over the Bulls, 126-125. Detroit over the Pacers, 119-110. The NBA season is out of the gate for some local favorites, and Milwaukee is at Houston tonight. It looks like Penn State beat the Illini in thrilling five matches.
We're up 2-0. We're up 2-0 to none.
I know it.
And they came storming back, one game, 5-15-13. I watched it.
I know.
Tough one. I'm telling you, we're 9-9. The teams we have played, it's like ranked every night.
I know. Penn State at number 8. So, Illini soccer in action tonight with a Halloween theme. And then it's a pink out for our volleyball team on Saturday as Ohio State comes to Huff Hall. So, you might want to take note of that.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber Collision? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER. to find your nearest Gerber location.
Cloudy with a high 55, 41 hour low tonight. Morning clouds, then afternoon sunshine tomorrow. High 56, low 39. An 80% chance of showers on Saturday. High 57, low 46. Partly cloudy with a high 62 on Sunday. That's when we have our trick-or-treating with the stars with the women's basketball team, U of I Community Credit Union, and ShambanaMoms.com. It's 3 to 5 on Sunday at 4th and St. Mary's Road. 44 now, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares for carmaker Tesla up almost 20% in pre-market trading after a strong quarterly report. This is several other major companies are scheduled to release quarterly results later today, including American Airlines, Amazon, and Visa. Six states reaching a $700 million settlement with drug distributor Reckitt Benckiser. This follows an investigation into their role into the country's opioid epidemic. That company is accused of falsely advertising a drug to treat opioid addiction. Good news drivers, gas prices appear to be slowly ticking down. AAA reports the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is down about 4 cents from this time last week. On Wall Street, stock futures are up as markets overseas are also on the rise. This is a day after the Dow gained 46 points. The NASDAQ added 15 points. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
I'm officially a Vivid Seats Hall of Famer.
A what?
Vivid Seats launched a new app with Vivid Seats Rewards, and I earn credit on every purchase I make through the new Vivid Seats app. The more live events you attend, the more you earn.
Was it hard to join?
Nope. All I had to do was download the Vivid Seats app and use it to buy my tickets. The more you spend through the app, the more credits you earn.
Don't just get any seat. Get a Vivid Seat.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their products with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, your place to go before Thanksgiving and Christmas to make sure that the stove's going to work, the oven's going to be good, refrigerator's all right. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they still do the $35 stop by with their people, and then if you need something, it's more than $35, but for a house call, that's pretty cheap. They have all appliances, that's what they do, that's what they've done since 1977. 42 years of this, they have people well-versed in the product, so you can go to the Champaign location, which is on North Neal before you get to the mall, and you can go in and somebody's going to say, may I help you, which is in this day and age kind of refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Go to appliance-world.com online. It's home of the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, Champaign on Neal Street, online at appliance-world.com. Who's Mattress Mac? He's this Houston Astro guy that loves the Astros.
Okay.
He flew to Mississippi yesterday in his private jet. Apparently he's selling a lot of mattresses. This is taken from the plane.
You having fun?
I like the Houston Astros. I love the Houston Astros and have no qualms about betting on the Houston Astros.
Let's go. Let's get it
go
done.
Astros.
Yep. Put $1 million on him last night.
Whoa.
He's bet $8.5 million on the Houston Astros.
Oh, my goodness.
Win the World Series. He is big into charities, big into veterans. He really helped during Hurricane Harvey.
Well, that's great.
He's a famous guy in Houston. Apparently, he's the mattress guy. Mattress Mac has $8.5 million bet on the Houston Astros now to win the World Series.
Good luck with that, Mattress Mac.
He's trying to find more people to take his bets. I bet there'll be more taking them this morning because now the odds are really, really long for the Astros to run back after losing the first two at home.
Uh-huh.
Mattress Mac in Houston, apparently the mattress business is pretty darn good to be able to just casually take your jet and go throw $1 million on
right.
it. And then he got back in time for his seats for game two.
Okay, then.
How many mattresses do you have to
right.
sell to be a Mattress Mac?
Wow.
Okay, Houlihan's has got it going on.
Yes, ate there yesterday and had the wonderful new fall menu. Has this barbecued chicken flatbread as an appetizer. It was so delicious. And my daughter Anna and my son Aiden, Seth was there, Mike, we all had samples of it. It was delicious.
What was it again?
The barbecued chicken flatbread.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a pizza, only instead of a red sauce, you have barbecue
Ooh.
Sauce.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
It is.
Wow.
Has nice cheese on it, cilantro,
yep.
red onions, pepper jack. So good stuff there if you want to have some appetizers. Of course, the happy apps and drink specials are 4 to 6 and then 9 to close. And, of course, all day on Sunday. Sunday brunch is something you should think about, too. I was looking over their fall menu, and the steak wedge salad yep. is on there, Stevie.
Yeah, we had that last Thursday before Jim Gaffigan.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Baby back ribs,
yeah.
also a lemony chicken piccata, something you might want to try
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And the apple desserts, of course, this time of year are
oh, yeah.
delicious.
Yep.
So keep that in mind.
All
Houlihan's
right.
is a great choice for you, and I love the Long Islands on Friday.
It's Houlihan's south of State Farm Center in Champaign. By the way, Jim Gaffigan, the comedian who was here last Thursday, read something about his wife who had brain cancer.
Mm.
And he was obviously extraordinarily concerned. But his wife encouraged him to make comedy out of it,
mm.
to write about that. And you say, my wife had brain cancer, and I saw his show where he incorporated it. Said, my wife had brain cancer, and she's okay. And then he goes into stuff and says, but it's pretty hard to win an argument. Said, well, I have brain cancer. Well, that was last month. Anyway, so I thought that interesting because generally you don't joke about stuff like
That's
that.
That's right.
But he incorporated that into, not this last week's show, but it's on one of his specials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the way, he went to Chicago either right before or right after our show and did five shows. Five shows. Comedians can go knock them out because they do about an hour.
Right.
But just think about, you know, the redundancy there, because I presume it's pretty much the same show.
Right.
You know, on this tour, he's got this one down. It's a kind of a script, but it doesn't sound like a script because it's so well delivered.
Right.
But it fascinates me. These guys, you know, schluff around and do all the clubs and do all the stuff and
mm-hmm.
do it for 30 years and not much happens and it happens.
Right.
And he's the third richest comedian valued at $25 million.
Whoa.
His total wealth for Jim Gaffigan.
He's
good
making a go of it,
hey,
that's for sure.
As they say, making coin.
Exactly.
729, we're going right to the White House, my friends. It's Thursday. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, live next, ESPN 93.5.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real estate investing can be very rewarding, especially here in Central Illinois. I'm Brad Bankson, mortgage lender at Malter Financial Group in Champaign. If you're looking forward to the wealth and passive income that having investment properties can bring, I have over a decade of experience in buying, financing, rehabbing, and managing investment properties. Call me, Brad Bankson, 217-898-9616, and let's talk about how investing in real estate can be an important part of your long-term financial portfolio.
NMLS number 689928. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hello, this is Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials. And they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a nice day.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Evacuations ordered north of San Francisco and wine country as a fire grows to 10,000 acres. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands in California without power for the second time in 2 weeks because of safety shutdowns, with the utility worried about dangerously windy weather. Republicans upset over transparency, upsetting an impeachment deposition hearing.
More than 2,000 Republicans staged a protest in a secure facility called a SCIF, delaying the deposition of Pentagon official Laura Cooper for hours.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell blasted Republicans for bringing in cell phones.
They may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
According to House rules, only members of impeachment inquiry committees are allowed inside the SCIF.
The next witness slated to go before House committees Saturday is Ambassador Philip Reeker. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Probation is the sentence for a man who was shot after entering another person's house. The News Gazette says Don Trey Wilkerson pleaded guilty to attempted home invasion for the incident that happened on November 25th of 2017. It apparently started with a fight outside a home in the 600 block of English Creek Court in Champaign. He entered the home of an acquaintance while armed with a nunchaku and ended up being shot by the resident. A third suspect connected to a July mugging in Urbana on July 20th has been sentenced to probation. Terry Childs admitted that day he took part in robbing a man who was walking in the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove Avenue. Police said the victim was walking at about 5 a.m. when he was approached by a man who tried to get his attention. Two other men started chasing him, and the three beat him and took his shoes, cell phone, and wallet before taking off. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Fighting Illini Athletics, is proud to announce the release of their second annual Pink Ribbon Volleyball T-shirt in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The $25 long sleeve T-shirts are available now online at GameDaySpirit.com, in stores, or at each home volleyball game through the month of October. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Mills Breast Cancer Institute right here in Champaign-Urbana. Help the fight against breast cancer with Illinois Volleyball and Game Day Spirit, and go Illini!
Yeah, we're all actually looking forward to Purdue, Illinois Saturday.
Yes.
You can drive over to West Lafayette. Weather's going to be pretty good.
11 a.m. kick. They're saying 52 degrees at that time.
And I don't know what will happen. I have no idea. We're coming off the biggest win in 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
At least 12.
The signature win, 24-23 over Wisconsin.
Biggest win since the Ohio State win, but we were pretty good at football that year. Went to the Rose Bowl. So it wasn't like a bad team going in. This was a team that people didn't think was very good. And we did this. So I don't know, have any idea how this is going to work out. But what the heck, we're hopeful, which is more than we were a week ago.
The Battle of the Cannon.
Okay, go local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. The reviews are in. Folks love Betsy and Brad Parks, and I think it's Betsy Parks' birthday today. Did I read that? I think it was in the Wall Street Journal. Betsy Parks, happy birthday. Their team at CMI, one review reads, "We're so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We've worked with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They have each gone above and beyond for us. We were truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on the same day." Go local. CMI online, CMIclean.com. CMIclean.com. All right, our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. And how do we look, Diane?
Cloudy today and slightly cooler. We've got a high of 55 expected and 41 our low tonight. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. We've got a high 56, low 39 tomorrow. On Saturday, rain, high 57, low 45, and 62 with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. We're currently at 44. ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House. Press row.
There you go.
How are you, friend? What's happening?
Hey, how are you, Stevie? Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, live from the White House. We talk to a real journalist every Thursday. It's awesome. Okay, so Donald Trump says Turkey informs us it will make Syrian ceasefire permanent. I don't know. I don't understand all the dynamics. It feels like we got out of Syria kind of quick. Maybe a drawdown. I don't know. We didn't want to give him warning. I don't understand it all. But to me, a little of this feels like a guy in right field runs in on a fly ball, inappropriately misjudges it, runs back and dives and catches it. Is it a good catch? Or did he just misjudge the thing? I don't know if Donald Trump gets credit for all this or not, because I don't understand what started it, John.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good analogy, actually. And, you know, keep in mind that there was another deal that came about in the last few days, and that was a deal that was reached between Turkey and Russia, and that was for control of northeastern Syria. So, yes, the U.S. is moving out of northern Syria and filling the gap, Turkey and Russia. And the president did not mention that particular deal yesterday. And the criticism that I think has been leveled at the president has to do with the fact that the U.S. has been very successful in terms of the fight against ISIS. But now we're up and leaving, which means ISIS, which is scattered, can now reformulate in this region. And that's obviously a danger to the U.S., a danger to our interests, a danger to our allies. And that's the real concern. And so that's the reason why, you know, you have to watch what's happening in this part of the world very carefully to see if this, A, the ceasefire actually holds. The president called it permanent yesterday. And B, the status of ISIS in this portion of the world.
Yeah, but I guess by definition, it would mean really you could never leave, to keep them tamped down over there versus let them build and have to go back. That's why we have locations all over the world, I guess, but that's the argument and philosophy of saying, I don't want to police the world. So if you don't want to police the world,
look, you
the problems will get bigger.
The same argument. You can make the same argument for other places around the world where the U.S. has essentially stationed their troops on an indefinite basis, whether you're talking about Germany, whether you're talking about South Korea. And, you know, we're not talking about a lot of troops that were actually in country in Syria. We're talking about 1,000 altogether, not a lot of troops, and it kept, and they kept the peace.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you saw criticism coming from unlikely quarters, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, you know, in terms of the president's precipitous move to remove all U.S. forces from Syria.
Yeah, well, and again, this day and age, Donald Trump's not going to do anything or say anything that's going to be received by Chuck Schumer. You're doing a terrible thing getting out of Syria, but then if you keep him in Syria, you're a warmonger. I mean, I don't know if you could win that war on what's happening with politics these days, but, it, you know, I would be lifting weights on Venice Beach. I would be the biggest dude ever, and nobody will mess with me. But if people think that if America didn't have the defenses we have and the military we have, listen... People will take stuff from you. It's happened throughout human history. You got to defend it. It's peace through strength. I'm all in on that philosophy. So,
yeah, well, you know, Chuck Schumer, interestingly enough, was on the same page as Mitch McConnell on this particular issue. The lone senator, you know, that I think really felt the president was doing the right thing out there, Rand Paul. And, you know, Rand Paul is such an isolationist, surprising that he was supportive of the president in terms of the move that he made this week.
Okay, what happens, John Decker? You got your pulse on America. Are we set with the Democratic nominee? I mean, is it going to be one of this group, or is somebody sliding in, the Oprah, the Bob Iger, the Michelle Obama, the Hillary Clinton, and Tulsi Gabbard's pay-per-view? What happens there, John? What do you think?
Yeah. I think that the group that you see up on these debate stages, you know, every month or so, that's the group that is going to be considered for the nomination. It's not going to be Hillary Clinton. I saw that story yesterday. It's not going to be Al Gore, John Kerry, or Oprah Winfrey, or Michelle Obama. This is the group. And, you know, I think that it really does come down to, at this point, two people. I could be wrong because not one vote has been cast yet, but it looks like it's Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, and we'll see. You know, if someone like Pete Buttigieg surprises people in Iowa, then he is elevated to the top tier of candidates as well. So a lot can happen between now and when the first vote is taken in the Iowa caucuses.
What about Bernie and AOC and Queens? And
yeah, Queens? You know, I saw that. You know, they gave a good shot in the arm to Bernie, but you know, poll after poll, he's a solid third place, and you don't win the nomination being a solid third place.
There's going to be some extraordinary impersonations of Elizabeth Warren. I think I could do her I could do the arm waving. I could do that one. I mean,
well, Kate McKinnon does a phenomenal job on SNL.
That's right.
She just nailed that. She's pretty remarkable. And Larry David does a phenomenal job of doing Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, there you go. So there's that. I mean, isn't this a great country where you can actually – continue your life and make fun of leaders like that. But
yes, that's true.
I don't still predict a kumbaya moment in this thing, right? I mean, it's going to be more contentious and more vitriolic as we get nearer, you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're not even at the point where articles of impeachment are being voted on in the House of Representatives. That's when it gets very divided. I saw some story yesterday about Major League Baseball investigating an umpire because of a tweet that he put out, which threatened, it seemed, based upon his threat, some sort of violence if Donald Trump is impeached. So, we're heading into even more divided times, I think, over the course of the next few weeks and months.
Yeah. Well, again, it's never a dull moment for a star journalist like John Decker. Any plans in coming up here? You're covering something big here soon, or what's on the agenda?
Well, the big thing I'm looking forward to, first of all, the World Series is going to be here 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, that's right.
3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wow, how can you top that?
Hey, get your tennis seats for the U.S. Open seats for that one. That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Exactly. And then speaking of tennis, next month I'll be in Madrid, Spain for Davis Cup. And can't wait for that. It's going to be a remarkable time. So looking forward to that. But in the meantime, the here and the now, the present, Nats up 2 games to none, and
unbelievable.
Hopefully we can wrap it up here.
Unbelievable story. What a great run for the Nats. It's amazing. By the way, do you have global entry?
I do.
Does that work? Is that worth me doing?
I have Global Entry, and I even have something better, which is called Clear. That's for domestic travel. But Global Entry is worth doing. I, you do travel, Stevie.
Yeah,
it is so worth doing. My gosh, I'm so happy when
I go. So wait a minute. I got the pre-check, which everybody has now. So what's Clear?
That's right.
What's Clear?
Oh, Clear is not at every airport in the country. Do a Google search, Clear.
Okay.
But it's even quicker than TSA Pre. It's remarkable. It's extra money, but it pays for itself if you travel a lot.
Okay, good tip. Travel man, John Decker, you the man. Keep up your fine reporting because we need you.
All right, thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great day, great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. John Decker live at the White House this morning where he's based, ESPN 93.5. Global Entry is a way, it's like TSA except for all over the world. And so theoretically, you have Global Entry, you go quicker in Amsterdam or go quicker in Madrid. And it's like TSA worldwide,
mm-hmm.
but you got to go to like Peoria or Chicago. When I got my TSA clear here, TSA pre-check here, yeah. I go into Willard because at the time they had an agent there for a week. I took advantage of that.
Okay.
But for Global Entry, I have to go, I think it's Peoria. And you got to go up there and do that stuff and drive and sit and wait and all that. So,
have you heard about the real ID that we're going to get for flying and things like that?
I'm in on all that because I understand what it means. There won't be anything in my life they won't know, but I don't care. It's cool because I'm not dealing drugs.
It only makes the criminal nervous.
Well, the criminal not going to apply, but for the rest of us that aren't really looking for trouble, it's probably a good thing because it can go a little faster and you can keep your shoes on. But there's a lot of folks in TSA PreCheck now. It's not as exclusive as it was.
I see.
They're letting anybody in this thing. Check your sports coming up.
Views of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Dad's Day at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, November 2nd, as Fighting Illini football hosts Rutgers. Bring your dad to the best tailgate in town at Grange Grove. Then head into the stadium and show him the excitement of college game day, now including beer sales.
30, 20, he's going to score! Touchdown!
Reserve your seats for Dad and the entire family today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up. ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, here we go. Quick check of sports headlines.
All right, the World Series has the Washington Nationals up 2-1. Matt DiPolitano.
It was there and reported. Okay. Was it 12-3?
12-3.
Yeah.
So we've got Zach Greinke on the mound for Houston at Washington on Friday.
I got another Matt when you get to the Bears story, so you can get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hornets over the Bulls, 126-125. Detroit over the Pacers, 119-110. NFL tonight has Washington at 1-6 against the Minnesota Vikings at 5-2. Bears and L.A. Chargers at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, but the Bears, they're panicking. I understand they're struggling. Matt Nagy, the coach, understands that they've actually got to run the football a little bit.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. You know, I realize that. Seven rushes and the minimum amount of times, I totally understand that. We need to do it. I never go into a game saying I want to throw the ball 54 times. You know, I would love to go into a game and say I want to run the ball 54 times, but that hasn't happened.
Well, after last year's successes, people thought, well, here come the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky, and somebody called him a zit yesterday. You got to cover him up.
Poor thing.
Man.
It's terrible the way they people on Chicago radio.
The Bears are disappointing, and it's a long way to go, but it just doesn't look like their offense is working at all. And Mitch Trubisky's struggling. I mean, they're booing him already, so
I know.
Feel bad for the kid.
Broncos and Colts also in action on Sunday. Saints and Lantes, Arizona Cardinals.
How about that?
The late game will be Green Bay and Kansas City.
Cardinals have won three in a row, so don't think the Saints are looking past the Cardinals. They've won three football games in a row. It's amazing.
Our Illini in Purdue in West Lafayette, 11 o'clock on Saturday. Go Illini. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh sent an email out to folks saying he's not looking to leave the fifth year of 7 years, but, you know, will he get the boot? He's not looking to leave, though. It seems like around this time of year, they're always stirring.
Well, he could get an NFL job pretty quickly because he had really a lot of success in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So he would get work. The question is, does Michigan still want him if he loses to Ohio State again?
Right.
He's never beat
the Buckeyes.
That doesn't work very well.
Penn State at number 8 beat the Illini in a thrilling 5-set match. And so we've got Ohio State, speaking of the Buckeyes, coming to our house, Huff Hall, Saturday. Be there and dress in pink. I know I was at Game Day Spirit, and they have lots of pink Illini gear, so you can gear up for that.
Get it, Game Day.
Of course, proceeds to help out breast cancer here in their breast cancer month.
Go to Game Day Spirit, get all your pink, and get ready for that wonderful volleyball team.
Exactly.
We are so good at volleyball. And I understand we're 9-9, have lost 3 in a row, but these are brutally tough losses.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just 5 sets. The Fighting Illini, 9.5-point, 10-point underdog, so America is not believing us. It started at 8.5, and people are betting on Purdue. That's fine. Please keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
We can't possibly play with you. You're too good.
I don't know if you heard, Tiger Woods is on top of the leaderboard in Japan.
He bogeyed his first 3 holes, and then he had 9 birdies.
It said sloppy start, but then comes out on top.
They were packed in Japan to watch Tiger.
Right.
Packed, and he's tied for the lead.
It's this new Zozo Championship.
Whatever. Zozo, Zuzu.
It's working.
It's Japan, and they were lying in the fairways to watch Tiger play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Check your weather coming up.
Houlihan's is the perfect choice to wind down this time of year with that special someone.
I love their Tuesday Live in the Lounge feature with music playing after work.
Plus, the happy apps and drink specials happen throughout the week, 4 to 6 p.m. and 9 till close.
If you want to meet friends or clients, have a great meal and chat, Houlihan's is classy with great service, food and drinks, and Sunday brunch, 9 to 2.
Houlihan's, in the I Hotel and Conference Center at First and St. Mary's Road.
What you do at with the Champaign Police Department, explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so I wear quite a bit of hats there. I am a hostage negotiator. I am a crisis intervention officer. I also do the wristwatch, which I love. It gives me an opportunity to go out and speak to the second and third graders here in the city.
Nice.
You know, give them knowledge and some tips on bike and pedestrian safety, and to see these kids' face when I walk in uniform and they ask me 1,000 questions. Of course, about 98% of those are not bike and pedestrian safety related, but I still love the interaction and seeing their faces and them being excited to see a police officer. And you know, I try to give them, whether it be stickers or pencils or something, you know, give back to them and say, you know, hey, I appreciate you guys paying attention to me for this, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Yeah, if you drive to Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash, what you're going to find is a whole bunch of professionals that are ready to make a deal with you, and they're going to be very fair. And then they're going to process you and put you through the financial steps, which doesn't take very long. And then they'll explain exactly what's happening. And then they want to take care of you after you buy. It's not like, hey, thanks for buying it. See you later. They're going to be there for all the service. And you go into the service bays. Man, it's just you drive in. There are like three desks.
Mm-hmm.
And they just jump right out and say, hey, how can we help you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's why they're an award-winning dealership. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. And what I just would encourage you to do is that before you purchase anything, even though you've kind of been loyal somewhere else, if you have any twinge there of saying, well, why don't we just take a peek? Give them a try.
Exactly.
Off Neal at Brewwash Savoy, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Here we go with our weather.
Some clouds today, 55 our high, down to 41. 56 tomorrow, down to 39. Morning clouds, then partly cloudy. Rainy, 80% shot at showers. Let's hope it's the right timing for your events over the weekend. Lots of trunk or treat happening.
Right.
High 57, low 45. 62 partly cloudy on Sunday. That's when we have our trick-or-treating with the Stars at the Oven Basketball Complex, totally free.
Yep.
It's from 3 to 5 on Sunday. So take note, bring the kids on out in costume. Get a little extra mileage out of those costumes. Right now we're at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Yep.
We just got a text in from Kenny saying Tony Romo could come out of retirement, join the Bears. What do you think?
Well, you want me to say just... Are you a Bear fan, or you just want me to tell you what I think? If I'm a Bear fan, I'm going to be better than Trubisky. Yeah, I'd be better than Trubisky right now. That's how they're feeling.
Thanks.
So Tony Romo's having too much fun broadcasting, golfing.
Right.
You got all the millions you want.
Not taking a hit.
Why would you want to take a hit
exactly
in that league? I mean, can just think about this. Pretend you're quarterback. Which I was in freshman, sophomore seasons in high school.
Okay, go Rockets.
You walk up to the line of scrimmage,
mm-hmm.
and you look across the line, and you see these giant people that are very fast and very strong, and they want to hurt you. They want to hit you so hard. Yeah. And think of that.
You're telling us the safety and the linebackers. You got me, right?
And it hurts. It's not like it's, oh, this is so fun. These guys tolerate hitting. It's nothing they aspire to be, just... This hurts. So, yeah, I don't think Tony Romo's excited to go back to the NFL.
Right.
It used to be the linemen were fat and slow and big.
Mm-hmm.
They weighed 260 pounds. Ooh. But they were so slow. Now you got guys weighing 320, winning a 4.6. What's that? That's just unsafe. So glad my kids didn't play football. You know, it's so dangerous out there. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Remember William Perry, the linebacker?
That was 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was...
The fridge.
It was as big as a refrigerator. Mike Ditka used him as a receiver and a running back. Unbelievable. Anyway, no, I don't think Tony Romo's the guy, but there are a lot of ex-quarterbacks thinking, man, I can do this. When the Pittsburgh Steelers have a quarterback named Duck starting, you know they've gone pretty deep. What's your name? Duck? Okay, where are you from? Well, I'm from over there, but I was doing something else. And Kurt, remember the great Kurt Warner, won a Super Bowl with the Rams?
Uh-huh.
He was bagging groceries and got a tryout. He'd gone in and out of football, bagging groceries at the grocery store and got a shot. So anything's possible. But if you've been in the league and you've got enough to get your pension, which you have to serve X number of years, you're golden. But you got to survive that long. It isn't easy. You know how many guys are trying to take your job every day?
Right.
You tweak your knee or ankle, you're out of work. For a lot of them. A lot of them have contracts that are okay, but not all of them. A lot of them are just kind of in there. And then their agents are there, and they think they're going to make more, and then they get hurt, and they don't make any more money. They ain't got no money left. They spend too much. Whole NFL thing, man. Wow, what a scene. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
News coming up. You can text us 359-2255. Want to chime in this morning. If you find it difficult to talk about money, you're not alone. Many married or committed couples struggle to have that money talk. According to a study by Fortune, more than 4 in 10 don't know how much money their partner earns. 43% incorrectly quote their partner's income. 10% miss the mark by $25,000 or more.
Wow.
No clue. Busey suggests, you know, answering some questions. Spending habits. Do we have impulsive spenders? You prefer shopping around? Do you donate to charities? Joint or separate bank accounts. You really probably need to Get that settled.
Mm-hmm.
No matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. They're at Busey.com. They've been around over 150 years. You can trust them. Member FDIC. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right. That's Busey. We'll be right back. The news is next. Stand by. There's always the Flying Monkey Cafe.
Around this time of year, I miss comfort food from home.
How about heading out to Curtis Orchard at 3902 Duncan Road in Champaign? Deed at the Flying Monkey Cafe.
What? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's Curtis Orchard's Wizard of Oz theme, and homemade lunch combos are a great price and available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until they close in late December.
Curtis Orchard? I'll bet they have great apple pies, too.
At least half a dozen pie options. It's awesome.
Wow, good tip. I just looked them up at CurtisOrchard.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.